Here we are at St. Michael's Hotel in Falmouth. It's a beautiful morning. The sun is shining on Gillingvays Beach here. And we're seeing quite a few people turn up this morning to find out about how to get a return from your social media campaign. Obviously, so many companies now need to market themselves, not just in the old way of getting stuff out in papers, television, radio, things like that. But now it's all about going online and making sure your presence is seen online, and the message that you want to get across is actually perceived.
With the industry that we're in, social media is something that we've talked about and discussed, and we're not sure if it's really the route to go down. So we want to kind of find out more about it, really, and see how it could possibly work for us and how we could apply it to our business and maybe use it in a different way. So
I think it's definitely an opportunity. Social media for business is growing, and it's a good way of developing relationships with your customers, good way of contacting customers who are perhaps a little bit difficult to get in touch with. So it's something that as a business we're really interested in looking into and seeing if we can develop a strategy for.
So we've got Molly Flatt talking here at Invest in Cornwall at the St. Michael's Hotel. Molly, first of all, what was the main thrust of what you're trying to get across here?
Well, I think we're at the stage with kind of social media campaigns where a lot of people have dipped their toe in the water and kind of pulled it back after half a year or a year, where they've jumped in, set themselves up maybe a Facebook account or a Twitter account, spent quite a lot of time and resources, because it is quite a resource-heavy exercise, in expressing their messages and that, you know, getting it nicely designed for their page, and not seen what it's doing for them.
Okay, so this experience comes from you, but how is it you've got this experience? Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure, well, I've worked for the past 4 years for 1,000 Heads, which is the leading global word of mouth agency. 1,000 Heads has actually been going for 10 years, so that's why it's word of mouth. It was creative long before even, I think, Wikipedia. I started off in 1,000 Heads really working at the ground, so engaging with people in social media and offline, and kind of crafting our campaigns, researching, writing reports, kind of doing the dirty work. And I've worked my way up to being a lot more kind of strategy focused.
And you're mentioning word of mouth there. In many ways, social media is about word of mouth, isn't it? But not talking to someone face to face, but online.
Well, exactly. And that's very much what I hope to get across today, is this sense that actually thinking about a social media campaign is a bit of a misnomer. Social media is a tool. It's like pen and paper. It's like the telephone. It's like, you know, any ways in which people can connect with each other and businesses can connect with their customers. And so what you really need to think about is the people and generating word of mouth around what you're doing and connecting with them and getting them to connect with each other in all different places in a joined up way, be that social media, be that your call centre, be that simply, you know, people, sales teams on the ground.
Obviously, the people who are going to be enjoying breakfast here are hoping to get some tips, some do's, some don'ts. Shall we just break this out a bit and let the people listening to this podcast get some of those tips too?
Sure. Well, I think the first thing is, don't think about social media. Think about a social approach, which ties in with what I just said, and that social media is just one platform, just one tool. What is revolutionary at the moment is this kind of opening up of consumer empowerment, of people being their own producers and having their own voice heard. The first time in history that that's really been facilitated by technology, but kind of forget the technology and think about that spirit and instill that spirit into everything you do, be it traditional advertising, be it R&D, be it HR, this sense of collaborating and kind of social learning rather than this dictatorial kind of paternalistic one-way monologue that brands tend to enjoy. People forget that social media isn't a marketing tool. It wasn't created for businesses and it wasn't created for marketers. It was created for ordinary people to connect with each other and to shockingly be social. And so, you know, that's a real problem that companies come across, thinking of it as a marketing channel, when actually it isn't really welcome there. And what you've got to understand is, you know, like any kind of new tribe, understand the lay of the land and how it works and actually start to think like human beings in a professional context, which can be surprisingly hard.
So you've got a wide range of people at the St. Michael's Hotel in Falmouth hoping to find out from Molly about those tips that she's just been giving us. One of them is Malcolm Bell from Visit Cornwall. Malcolm, what particularly are you interested in learning more about to do with social media?
Well, Visit Cornwall is a marketing organisation, although we do deal with tourism development, and marketing is actually quite fascinating with social media at the moment. You know, it is the new something in town, if you get me. And I think it's a very fast and rapidly changing thing. So what I want to know is, you know, where is it going? I've got sort of my views on the use of social media, but to actually learn constantly in this arena is very, very important, because 6 months goes past and the rules change.
And there is a lot of advice going around and a lot of people talking about it. Sometimes it's hard to distinguish what's good advice and what's bad advice.
Yeah, I think that's the case. I mean, one of the best ones that I got locked in my brain a few months ago, shows how quick, is the fact that social media isn't new. It's social networking and people communicating. This is just the technology to do it. And I think if you start thinking that way, then you start thinking about, well, who's actually a sort of rapid communicator, wants to know things straight away? Because that's more likely to be your sort of Twitter feed person. You know, your blogger may be more your traditional letter writer, but it's trying to get in the insides of it. But I think particularly in an event like this, social media sort of burst on the scenes in the last 2 or 3 years in a big way. But in a way, it's the early adopters who've driven it so far. From a tourism perspective, I want to know what the mainstream of people will be using social media for. And where's the right protocol? I mean, I think it is social media. So if you're going to use it commercially, you've got to be very sensitive that you're not breaking a faux pas of trying to do business in what is basically a social arena. So I'm here today to develop my thinking, learn, and to see how we can apply this for the benefit of tourism in Cornwall without making too many mistakes or out thinking that this is the be-all and end-all, but just to actually get that real pragmatic view of how to use it and when to use it.
Set clear objectives, and I don't mean social objectives like we want 5,000 followers or we want, you know, 5,000 fans or, you know, we want X number of people to see our Facebook page, things like that. Set real business objectives. What are you after? Are you after sales? Are you after visibility? Are you after new audiences? Are you after increasing your loyalty? And there are loads of ways you can track and measure this stuff, some of which I'll cover today. And so it's about actually, you know, in any other area of business, you wouldn't just jump into something without clear measurements, clear goals, clear strategy, and a continual review process whether you're getting there. And that just means that people aren't in danger of wasting their time and they can see where the real value of their activity lies.
Thank you very much, Molly Flatt.
No problem. Thank you.